Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First to the weather, because there are reports of treacherous conditions right across the country this morning as that cold snap took hold overnight. The west of the country has been the worst affected, with some impassable roads. There's a number of power outages in some of the most affected counties. To tell us about the current situation on our roads, I'll speak to David Martin from the Road Safety Authority. First though, Liz Coleman, Deputy Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann, is with us now. Good morning, Liz.
Morning, Claire.
So tell us what the weather picture is as of right now.
So the band of rain, which is bringing kind of snow, sleet, has moved now over the south of the country. So we are getting snow reports across parts of Cork, Kerry and Limerick. That'll continue to sink southwards over the next hour or two. We still have those snow warnings in effect until 12 noon. In behind that then, cold, crisp air and further wintry showers in parts of Ulster and Connacht. So not much thaw today, so any lying snow will remain in place through the day today, and of course temperatures plummeting again overnight tonight. So a lot of icy stretches, dangerous conditions on the roads, particularly once the sun sets, and then staying cold for much of tomorrow as well.
Okay, so the orange warning then, that expires, does it, at midday?
It does, yeah. So there'll still be there's a low temperature ice warning out countrywide through the day today and out until 12 o'clock tomorrow. So still frosty and icy conditions on the roads. We do ask people not to go out if it's not necessary. There's a lot of untreated roads out there at the moment. And if they are out and about, slow down and take care.
But you don't expect that the orange warning will be extended at this stage?
No, it won't be, no.
Okay, so now go ahead.
So yeah, we are then looking ahead to the next incident of weather, which is coming for the weekend. So we will be issuing further warnings for wet and windy weather, which is going to sweep up across the country from Friday night through Saturday and through Sunday. So different type of weather on the weekend, but quite impactful as well.
So temperatures are going to rise, are they? But with the increase in temperatures, are you saying we're going to have stormier conditions coming up from the south?
Exactly. We have a low pressure system which is going to track up the western part of the country. Associated fronts bringing widespread rain across the country on Friday night into Saturday and strong winds associated with that. And then later on, the low pressure is going to come close towards the northwest on Sunday. So further strong winds in parts of the northwest. So there will be warnings going out later on today. So again, people need to stay in contact with the forecast. Take care on the roads for the next kind of 24 hours, but we will see temperatures increasing through the day tomorrow. On Friday. And then we will have very stormy conditions on the weekend.
Right. So it's a big change coming, but not for the better.
Yeah. No, exactly. So it won't be cold, but it will be impactful from a wind and rain perspective.
All right, Liz, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. Liz Coleman there from Met Éireann. Let's go to David Martin now from the Road Safety Authority. So David, we heard Liz telling us there that the orange warnings are in place until midday today, but it's going to remain very cold until tomorrow. What are you saying at the Road Safety Authority to road users in any place now where it is snowing and there is an orange warning in place?
Well, we prefer that they don't make whatever trip that they may be planning. Avoid any unnecessary trips or journeys. If you do need to go out, if you feel it's absolutely necessary, exercise extreme caution. Look, there's a wide disparity in the weather across the country. My colleagues in Ballina in the west, I've got a huge amount of snow over there. So if there is snow in your area, we advise against taking that journey. If you do go out, the sensible thing to do is just remove all snow and ice from your vehicle before you start your journey. And clear your windows and mirrors before you set out, and using a screen scraper or de-icer. And the most important thing really is slow down. You know, it takes longer to stop in these icy conditions, and it's going to be icy for the next 24 hours at least. Allow that extra distance and keep your eye out for black ice, which is one of winter's biggest hazards on the road. So if you do find yourself hitting black ice, the best way to avoid a skid is slow down. And if you are in a skid, don't brake. Take your foot off the accelerator and use your controls to try and slow down.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of water, or there will be, you know, if a thaw comes tomorrow, there'll be a lot of water. There's more rain expected today as well. That could lead to some flooding on the roads. What's the advice in those circumstances?
Indeed, yes. So we will be moving from icy conditions to maybe more traditional wet and perhaps flooded conditions as well. The most important thing really is if you encounter a flooded road ahead of you, stop and turn around. Don't ever to try and get drive through it. It's frequently a lot more deep than you might anticipate. So find another route. Frequently the Gardaí will, or the local councils will have signage up advising you of alternative routes. Be sensible. Take that advice and go, okay, and avoid any flooding.
Yeah, you see, when you're going to collect a child from school, you know, or going somewhere where you really need to be, it can be hard to abide by that advice. But you're saying just think before you make an attempt to go through it.
For the sake of an extra couple of minutes, really, it's not worth taking that risk. So, you know, it's just do the sensible thing, avoid it, and take the alternative.
No harm as well, David, to take this opportunity to remind people it's so much darker now in the last few weeks since the clocks changed. There's pedestrians out in the very early morning, cyclists too. Not all of them are wearing or have lights and reflective gear.
No, and unfortunately, this time of year, after the hour changes, you know, which happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we do see a spike in injuries and fatalities amongst pedestrians as in these darker hours that we experience. So we advise drivers just to be aware, you know, show respect for pedestrians who are out walking and in the early morning and in the evenings, and also for those pedestrians to wear high vis clothing. You know, just be sensible, to make sure you can be seen by drivers. So it is something that we're very, very conscious of. And the other thing I might mention as well, you know, that this cold snap has reminded us winter's here now. You know, we had a very balmy period of weather there over the last number of weeks. Get your vehicle serviced before it really sets in over the coming months, and make sure you can do this yourself. Check your lights and your liquids, and also the most important thing is your tires. Check your tire treads, including the spare tire as well. People always forget about that one. Make sure that it meets the minimum legal limit of 1.6 millimeters, but we think a minimum tread of 3 millimeters is advised for winter driving. Okay. So just, I know that's something we put on the long finger, but it's really well worth doing.
It certainly is. And anyone who's in those areas affected today will probably be wishing that they had done that in advance.
But absolutely.
We hear your advice, David. If you are in an area which has an orange warning, don't make a journey unless you really, really have to. And if you have to, be extremely careful. David Martin from the Road Safety Authority, thank you very much for joining us. Some breaking news now. Our colleagues in the newsroom tell us that a man has been arrested by Gardaí investigating the explosion in Crislaw in County Donegal in 2022, in which 10 people died. The information we have is that the man in his 60s voluntarily presented himself at Dundalk Garda station this morning and was arrested shortly before 10 o'clock. And that has been confirmed by his solicitor. You'll remember that 10 people, including 2 teenagers and a young child, died in that explosion on the 7th of October 2022. 4 men and 3 women also died in that blast. And if we have any further updates on that arrest, we'll bring them to you. Coming up next, though, on the programme, Una Kelly has the very latest from the campaign trail, and Brian O'Connell has been hearing the views of voters on the streets of Cork.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.